This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Reggie Miller will join us. We'll get ready for the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. And isn't it amazing that sometimes we need to be reminded, even when you see greatness, you need to be reminded. And it felt like Steph Curry did that once again yesterday. So much so that his head coach, Steve Kerr, sometimes need to be reminded just how great Steph is.
He doesn't surprise me. We all take him for granted because he's brilliant night after night. And we've been watching this for 10 years. And we just, you know, you just have to remind yourself every once in a while, big picture. And this is one of the great players in the history of the game. But that's how I felt, you know, back when in my playing days, you know, with Michael Jordan, you'd see it night after night. So you just took it for granted.
I don't think it's by accident or coincidence that he mentions Michael Jordan. And it's almost like he's pausing right before he's going to say Michael Jordan because he knows what this means. That people are going to take that and say Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, put them in the same sentence. But we should be fine with that. He put up 50 in a game 7 on the road. You want great players to be great. And everybody knew he was getting the ball. He took 38 shots. They double-teamed him. They tried to bang him around, and he ends up with 50, with one turnover. Those are games that you look back on, and then you say, wow. And as I'm watching, I'm thinking, you know, Patrick Mahomes has got into this rarefied air where he's 27. We're already taking him for granted. Steph Curry, we've been taking for granted for quite some time. We're fascinated. Sometimes we look at him as the sideshow. Like, oh, he's cute. Oh, look what he's doing with his mouthpiece. Oh, man, boy, that was a deep shot. And then you realize, as much as we want to say the heart and soul of this team is Draymond Green, there's no Draymond Green without Steph Curry. Because nobody would know Draymond Green without Steph Curry and the success that they've had with Klay Thompson. But this is where you see somebody in the moment do what you want them to do, expect them to do, hope that they do. Because I want great players to be great. When the game's on the line, you want to see greatness. And we saw that last night. But we'll talk to Reggie. He'll join us coming up. It was just fun to watch that game. You know, the atmosphere was wonderful. Although I think it was about 5 minutes to go, maybe 6 minutes to go third quarter, and I text the Danettes. I said, this one's over. This one is over. Sacramento will not win this game. And, you know, I did say the Bruins series was over with 6 minutes to go, as I told my son, who's a Bruins fan. I said, yeah, I'm going to go watch an episode of Succession. He goes, you're leaving now? And I go, yeah, the Bruins are at home. Come on. I don't think he blamed me for the loss, but I did hear when I was upstairs, I just heard this loud, damn it! And I go, what happened? Because they lost. And I go, oh, oops. Now you put that in there with great regular seasons. that don't amount to a championship. The best records in sports don't end in championships. The Bruins, Golden State Warriors in 2015, they went 73-9. You have the Mariners, 116 wins in 2001. They lost in the ALCS in five games. Patriots in 07, 16-0. They're leading 14-10, 3 minutes to go. And then Eli to David Tyree, and then Plexico Burress, and it was done. And then the Kentucky Wildcats, 38-0 in 2014. Going up against Frank Kaminsky and the Wisconsin Badgers. Ball game, 38-1. Here's Steph Curry after yesterday's performance.
We love this atmosphere, and we've been doing it for a very long time. So once the ball drops, like, it's just playing basketball at the end of the day. And I think I said that after game six, like, you focus on the details of how you're trying to execute. You trust each other, everybody that's out there on the floor. We had great energy off our bench. And everything was connected. So when that happens and then you're on the court and you have clarity about what you're trying to do, you know, good things usually happen. And it was a great time to kind of put it all together on the road in game seven.
Well, it helped having Kevon Looney. Domantas Sabonis led the NBA in rebounding during the regular season. Looney out-rebounded him by plus 29. The last time a regular season leader was out-rebounded by a larger margin was 1997. Dikembe Mutombo of the Hawks out-rebounded Dennis Rodman by 34.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
And this was historical. The last time somebody had more rebounds in a playoff series than Looney did, Dwight Howard, 2009 Eastern Conference Semis. DeAndre Jordan also had a big total 2014 first round series. A couple of phone calls here, best and worst of the weekend. Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, Danettes. Love you guys. Have two best and worst. I want to go back to Friday's show of worst concerts. And my best concert ever was White Zombie, and Deftones opened for them. I hope Seton appreciates that.
Yeah.
But then my worst also is Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine. Wu-Tang was, this was probably 1998. Wu-Tang was supposed to open for them. They never showed. Bulls on Parade kind of sucked. Just whole thing, atmosphere, everything was really low for a concert of their magnitude.
All right. Well, thank you, Jason.
Still upsetting.
Yeah.
That Rage Against the Machine Wu-Tang double like co-headline bill was awesome, though. I went to that concert, too, although Wu-Tang showed up, and it was phenomenal.
Sean in Sacramento. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey, keep your head up.
Blood alcohol volume 44%. Hey, either way, win or lose, we celebrate. Man, worst. I have a worser and worstest. Worst of the weekend. A 50-piece from the chef. Just totally disrespecting the full-court press, the double, the triple teams. I don't know what Buddha was talking about earlier, but the Kings threw everything at that man, and it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Worser, 21 freaking rebounds by Kevon Looney. I was talking to Tyler about it while I was on hold. He got five offensive rebounds on a single possession. That has to be some kind of new record. And worst-est of all, Seton, pick the pie, brother. I'll film it. I'll send it over. Suck it, Sean.
Sean telling Sean to suck it. That's a first.
Keep your head up, buddy.
Yeah.
Keep your head up.
Yeah. Troy in North Dakota. Hi, Troy. What's on your mind?
Hey, Matt.
Yep.
5-11, working on it. best and worst of the weekend. My best is my Eagles beefing up. The worst is Dylan Brooks being accountability personified in 2023. Quick take on having done prison ministry and taking sports teams in. Great place to do it. Absolute blast. It's a tricky place for the inmates to do the officiating, so it's sometimes you got to just sit some arguments out and stuff like that. Sometimes you got to say, hey, you know what? That's on us. We'll take that one. You're going to want to turn that call towards your salary.
Well, when I went in to play against the inmates, we had officials who came in with us that they weren't inmates who were officiating. But, you know, they got striped shirts on, which is kind of strange to have in a prison. But
old school.
Yeah. Yeah. But the atmosphere was wonderful. I mean, they had a home court advantage, obviously, but going in to play against the inmates, Lebanon Correctional Institute, it was wonderful.
And they could ball.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, ref, you got me on the arm.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. What's the poll question for the final hour, Steven? It's Sixers-Celtics tonight, game one. Celtics favored by 10. Suns getting 4.5 against the Nuggets.
We put up there who had the best weekend. Right now it's a runaway between the Florida Panthers and Steph Curry.
Okay.
They're basically tied. But it's a new poll question. We just got it up there.
Yeah, Panthers upset the Bruins. The Kraken advance. My Kraken advance over the Avs. Oh, by the way. Yeah, we talked a little bit about the draft. Draft fallout here. And... yeah, I'm curious, like Will Levis gets to camp. You know, can he compete for the job? If I'm a rookie, and let's say Stetson Bennett, do you just say, hey, you got no chance at being able to start? Your job is to just absorb. Like at what level as a draft pick do you go, I got a shot here? Like Russell Wilson, when he was drafted, they had just brought in Matt Flynn and paid him a lot of money from Green Bay. And then you get Russ in, what, third round? And then Pete Carroll saw enough. I think Russ told the story. Pete Carroll's out shooting hoops at lunchtime, and he asked for Russ to come out, and Russ had no idea what Pete Carroll was going to say to him. And he said, hey, I'm going to make you the starter. And that was it. It was just, I'm going to make you the starter. And, you know, Russ became the starter in Seattle. You know, Dak Prescott... because Tony Romo got hurt, then all of a sudden, you know, you got Dak Prescott, now it's his team. But, you know, Tom Brady, when he got drafted, they had Drew Bledsoe. It's not like they go, hey, Tom, you get to compete. Drew Bledsoe just got a new contract at the time. Yeah, Paul.
But if you're Stetson Bennett, the situation, if you're Matthew Stafford, they didn't bring him in to be a threat to you or the heir apparent. So do you work with him more and more comfortably to prep each other for the next season? Because Matthew Stafford knows, like, hey, this guy may have to fill in for me for two or three games and help us get to the playoffs that I want to finish off. And you treat him differently than a threatening player like Will Levis.
Yeah, but I don't know how you turn that off. Because you come in and you want to compete. And I don't know how you say to any of the, like Hendon Hooker, you're going to go to Detroit. Do you just say, hey, Jared Goff's the starter, but you're still competing? I don't know if you say it, right? But does Hendon Hooker has to think he can be better than Jared Goff, right? They're competitors. Will Levis has to believe that this is going to be his team in Tennessee. I don't know how you would turn that off and go, you know, like Sam Darnold got traded or got signed by the Niners. You know, he might go, I can be a starting quarterback here, which he'll probably start the season as the starting quarterback. But like Trey Lance, what's he do now? Like, those are the things I'm really curious about. How do you go, hey, I know my place here? Yeah, Paul.
But I bet there's a handful of quarterbacks in the NFL. Once they get to a certain stage, they realize I'm a backup and I pose no threat. And if I want to do this for the next 5 or 6 years, like Colt McCoy, I'm sure he would like to start. But I bet at some point in his career he said, okay, I'm going to be the backup guy who maybe plays a few games
but
a year.
But Gardner Minshew in Indy is probably looking at this as, hey, I'm the starter
I'll
here.
Hold him off as long as I can.
Not Anthony Richardson. Yeah. But you know that they're going to eventually replace you, no matter how good you are. Let me take a break. We'll talk to Reggie Miller coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net for one-of-a-kind digital cards. Man, you're going to love these new cards. The NFL Prism. What were the cards that we were looking at the other day, Seton? The NFL cards?
Oh, the Contenders.
Oh, man.
2022 football.
Those are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But those, like, there were autographs in there. There's legends in there as well.
Yeah, I think there's like something like 5 autographs per box on average.
Keep an eye out on Panini NFT platform for unique one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Also, Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit nfl.paniniamerica.net. That's nfl.paniniamerica.net. The official trading cards and the NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Jim Miller, Hall of Famer. He'll be on the call tonight. It's the Sixers and the Celtics. Tip off 7:30 Eastern on TNT. Also doing game 2 of that series Wednesday night. Also on TNT. Reg, I didn't realize this. We were talking about Steph Curry getting 50 with one turnover. Reggie, in 1992 against the Hornets, had 57 with zero turnovers. Zero.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Okay.
I wasn't going to pass it to anyone on my team.
Did you not have any assists either?
I think I may have had 8 assists.
Okay.
So I was giving up the rock, but on a night like that, when you're feeling it like that, you want that orange in your hand. You want it in your hand.
Okay, Sacramento knows who's getting the ball. They double-teamed him. They did everything that you're supposed to do with Steph Curry. Why didn't any of this work?
Because Stephen Curry is superhuman. If you look at his stat line, first of all, what's more impressive, which no one is talking about, the dude took 38 field goal attempts, Theodore. He was 20 for 38. Yeah. 38 field goal attempts. You don't understand how great of shape you have to be in to sustain that.
Yeah.
And you could double, triple team them all you want. In today's game where there's freedom of movement and you can't hold, clutch, trip, elbow, you're going to have nights like this. And in a game seven, I don't care if it was on the road or at home, against a team with very little to no experience other than their head coach, who has won championships with the team that he was going against, you kind of figured it would be this type of outcome.
Steve Kerr mentioned Steph Curry in the same sentence with Michael Jordan.
Yep, I can see it. Again, I don't want people flooding my Twitter inbox, but you got to look at the historical context, and Michael did everything in the air, Air Jordan. He revolutionized the game. He changed the way we thought, the baggy shorts, the black socks, the shoes, obviously the Air Jordans. Stephen Curry has taken shooting and the art form of it and moving without the ball to a different level. And every, you know, because I have a 9-year-old and I go to all these, you know, these games, the first thing kids do, they know they can't dunk and fly like Michael Jordan, but they all believe they can shoot like Stephen Curry. And that's the first thing they do is start hoisting up threes to try and be like their hero, Stephen Curry. So you have heroes to most in Michael Jordan, and you have a lot of heroes in Stephen Curry. I see the comparison.
But who's had a bigger impact on the sport? As far
Michael
as,
Jordan.
No, from playing.
Well, here's the thing. I'll take that back. I will say Stephen Curry for this reason. He's playing in the age of social media. There wasn't that when Michael Jordan played. Yeah. You had to actually watch the games. There wasn't you go back on your phone and replay. You know, Stephen Curry's in the age, the digital age. So we have access to Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and we see the highlights and the plays and, you know, ESPN 360, every talk show. A lot of that was just beginning with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And it wasn't around. So I would say Stephen Curry has had the bigger global impact. I think Michael Jordan's really now more so famous for the shoes.
The brand. Yeah, the marketing.
The brand.
Yeah,
the brand.
Yeah, the
global
reach.
People forget how great he is and was.
But, and it shouldn't have taken this game, but I'm going to use this game as a springboard into when Steph is all said and done. How does he get into the top 10 players of all time?
I think he may be in there. I think his, you know, everyone's saying this was a legacy game for Stephen Curry. To me, I think his legacy game was in the finals last year versus Boston in that closeout win on the road in Boston. To me, that was his legacy game because he did it without, I mean, he won one without KD, the first one. Then he won two with KD, and everyone's like, okay, well, they needed KD to win those championships. And he was never a finals MVP, and that was a finals MVP series closeout game. To me, that was his legacy game. To me, he was just, it was time to put the kids to bed. To me, that was that kind of statement. All right, I'm done messing with my food. These kids are annoying me. Yes, they're entertaining. They're an up-and-coming team, but it's time to put the kids to bed. And then it was that type of game, and Curry made it. He just wanted to put a statement on putting the kids to bed.
All right, so you have Jordan, LeBron, Kobe,
Kareem,
Kobe.
Tim Duncan.
Ooh.
Okay. Tim Duncan would be absolutely in the top 10.
So you got
Bill Russell.
You got Wilt in there.
I want to think about Shaq. I may go with Shaq over Wilt.
Okay.
Okay, how many am I up to now?
You know what? I think you almost have to take Russell and Wilt out of this. It's a different game.
Yeah, but I got to value those championships by Russell.
Okay.
I do.
All right, so Duncan, does Bird make the top 10?
Oh, man. Magic?
Magic. I got to put Bird slash Magic or Magic slash Bird.
Can they be one?
Yeah.
Can they be one?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to do that for what they meant to the game.
Thank you.
I'm going to do Magic slash Bird.
Bird. Thank you. Okay. Magic slash Bird, Michael.
But Kareem. I might give Michael two spots, Red. Like Mike's You're one and two. One and two.
You're right.
Okay. So
Kobe, Shaq, Tim Duncan, Magic Bird, MJ, Curry.
Is Durant in there?
Not on this list.
I think we're running out of spots, aren't we?
Outside looking in. He's on the outside looking in. I think if he wins.
What if he wins this year? What if he wins this year?
And his finals MVP, yeah, you might have to think about him.
Because that would be three finals MVPs.
Yeah.
Okay. He'd have to win one more to get into consideration for the top
into 10. Into consideration, correct.
But you have Steph Curry in the top 10.
I have Curry in the top 10 because he also changed the way we perceived shooting.
Okay.
He's the greatest shooter the game has ever seen.
How do the Lakers deal with him?
Attention to detail. And I'm not quite sure they can follow those habits for a seven-game series. You have to follow the game plan.
But isn't it amazing, Reg? This many years in, there's a scouting report on Steph, but nobody has stopped him. He's not the fastest guy, the strongest guy, tallest guy, can't jump. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing, but it goes to show you Stephen Curry, Rip Hamilton, Ray Allen, all three of those guys, what do they have in common? Nonstop in motion. You can't guard what you can't stop or hold. They're constantly in motion.
Yeah.
They're the most fit basketball players I played against. So if you are constantly moving and you are a great shooter – and you can handle, and you can pass. You have so many things at your disposal, Theodore.
It's just, you know, his biggest opponent is time. I mean, it's him versus time or his body.
Here's the thing. I'm 57, and I can still shoot.
Oh, I know
that. So that's not going to diminish with him. Foot speed will come and go. That'll probably start to slow down. But as long as he can still shoot, which he will be able to do when he's 40, 45. He can play as long as he wants because in today's game, you need shooters. You need people that can space the floor. He'll always have a job.
Yeah, he could eventually have the role that his dad had when his dad played because Dell was off the ball and basically a spot-up shooter.
And if you get a traditional point guard in there and he could just play shooting guard and come off screens and you – people forget how great of a passer he is as well. I know they think about the threes and the shooting, but he's a great passer, and he can handle the basketball. I mean, look at that last play when he got his 50th point, and he's curling Neal, dribbling through everyone, and then the layup. Just remarkable.
He's Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer. He'll be on the call tonight, Sixers and the Celtics. It feels like the Lakers will win game one against Golden State for some reason.
It can happen.
I don't know why. And I don't know, like sometimes you're drained after a series and sometimes you're energized after a series. I'm not sure how Golden State will be.
I see your point, but I think what Golden State has going for them is coming off of game seven where they've been locked in. It's not a huge turnaround to start game one. But I will say what the Lakers have in their favor, and this dates back all the way to the Anthony Davis, New Orleans Pelicans days. They had no answer for him when he was with the Pelicans facing Golden State in the first round. He dominated them. They will go as far as Anthony Davis will take them. As great as LeBron is and has been and will always be, we mentioned one of the top 10. He's probably in the top five, LeBron James. The Lakers want to get to the conference finals and win a championship. It's all going to be on Anthony Davis' shoulders. And he has dominated over the years, Golden State, because they're a smaller team. And I give Kevon Looney credit. He's done a great job, but Anthony Davis is a different beast. It depends on which Anthony Davis is going to show up in this series. If it's the dominant one that we saw in the last two games, of that Memphis series, this is going to be a long series for Golden State. But if he's passive, again, LeBron is great. Don't get me wrong, and he'll have his moments. But it's got to be Anthony Davis' fingerprints all over the series. If not, I know what I'm going to get out of Steph, Clay, Draymond, and Jordan Poole. I know what I'm going to get, and it's going to be a fun series. I just think Golden State has too many offensive weapons for the Lakers.
What advice would you give Dylan Brooks?
Face the media. What I was disappointed about that, and this is coming from a guy who was very loquacious and talked a lot, right, Theodore? You know me very well. But when it's time to face the music, you got to get in front of the camera. You can't be walking out. If you're going to talk all that noise about LeBron being old, you know, I give Ja credit. He owned up to it. He said it. You know, I'm good in the West. There's no one in the West. And he, you know, he owned it. If you're going to say all that stuff, either joke about it, but you can't run from it. I'm tired of all the talking from the Grizzlies. And I'm a talker. It's time for some action. It was time for some action, and y'all laid an egg. So own it. Own it. Stop hiding from it. Face it.
What chances do you give the Sixers, given the fact that no Embiid tonight?
In tonight's game or in the series in general?
In the series in general. Even if he is healthy.
If he was healthy, they would have an absolute – if you look at the numbers, I mean, he has dominated the Celtics when healthy. But him being hurt, not knowing what kind of shape he is when he does come back, if he does come back for game two or the rest of the series – this is all about the Celtics. And after what we saw with Milwaukee going down against the Heat, now they're the overall best record left in these playoffs. I think if you're Boston, there's got to be a sense of urgency that this has to be a year because it's wide open. And if Embiid is not 100%, and they struggled against Atlanta. People thought that was going to be a sweep, and they really struggled against the Hawks. Maybe it was a wake-up call. They were thinking past Atlanta, gearing up for this. I think they'll be locked and loaded and ready to go tonight.
The Garden had the atmosphere. They had it. Yeah, they had everything that you would – I mean, I know Julius Randle wasn't there, but you had the celebrities were there, the atmosphere. Patrick Ewing comes back. Spike's in the building.
But they forgot about one thing.
Winning.
Jimmy freaking Butler. Is on that other team, and he does not care. But it's a long series, and with him and his little turned ankle, let's see how he comes bouncing back from that as well. So that's going to be a long series. I'm not worried. People in New York, stop. It's not that dramatic. It's only one game. Mm. One game. Relax. Mm. Just relax. Mm. One game. Mm. Mm.
Hmm? You got to win those games.
I know.
You got to win them.
When the juice is there, you're right. You're right, but it's only one game.
Aside from Spike Lee, did you interact with anybody else in New York?
No, Spike pretty much took up most of my time in that building, and rightfully so because he's front and center. He's the face of the Knicks. I love him. We're at a better place now in our relationship. We're much more friendlier when we see one another. He's a good dude. But in those moments, and deep down in my belly, look, I'll always have a disdain for the New York Knicks. That's just how I am. But I respect them. I respect John Starks because you know why? The dude fought and he would fall down and come back and be like, is that all you got? I respect dudes like that.
But did you want to fight Spike Lee?
No. I ain't fighting any fan.
Well, now, he was
and brought now the dudes on their team, Oakley and
well, you didn't want to fight Oakley.
I didn't want to fight him. I would get my Davis boys to fight him. Are you crazy? I ain't fighting Charles Oakley.
Why was Oakley?
Why
did Oakley scare everybody in the NBA?
Oh, hey, that dude was real, man.
What do you mean?
He's one of the guys you hated to play against, but you wish he was on your team.
But. Okay, so he wasn't a great player, but everybody was, like, scared of him.
set the best screens, was a above average to pretty good rebounder.
Yeah.
But when, see, there's no more enforcers in the NBA game. There's no more. There's no Buck Williams, my Davis boys, you know, Charles Oakley. There's no longer that. There's no more role for that because you got to be skilled at that position. And he played it perfectly. Bill Laimbeer played it perfectly. You know, Rick Mahorn. Those guys were perfect in their roles.
Okay. Let's say you pass away first. Does Spike Lee speak at your funeral?
I hope so.
Would you speak at his?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
But I think you got to heckle him because he should heckle you. If you, like, you should show up in full uniform if you live longer than Spike, and you know, you have to heckle him.
I would come to his funeral dressed in all orange and blue skies like he would like.
Oh,
I would be in Nick colors at his at his wake.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Just like he better be in blue and gold.
Oh, okay. All right. You probably didn't think you were getting that question today, did you?
No, I didn't. Now you got me worried about, you know, the afterlife here. Don't put it in the universe. Oh, my goodness. Why are you jinxing us, Theodore?
Do you know who your pallbearers are going to be?
I do not. Nor do I care, because if it's time for the Lord to bring me home, it's time. It is time.
Well, I got five guys here, and that leaves one opening.
I better be on yours. I better be one of your pallbearers. Mm. You're going to be one of mine. You better be. I'm asking you right now.
Do you want to be one of my?
I want you to be one of my.
All right, I'll be a pallbearer.
All right, and I'm going to be one of yours.
Okay. All right. Trying to think who. I think Bryant Gumbel was picking. Somebody told me he picked his pallbearers.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little morbid, but then if you go, you know what? It'd be nice if I had.
So you have your Danettes and me. So you're set now.
No, right? I'm not having my Danettes be pallbearers.
Why not?
No. Maybe one. Maybe one.
Which one?
I'm not going to say. Do I have Fritzy? I mean, Fritzy's got guns. I mean, he's got some big arms. I don't know.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, the guns, because you got five other guys holding it up. So don't go by the physical stature. Go by who you can. Who's been in your corner the most?
Who's been in my corner? Whoa! And I got to get six guys.
Well, you got to pick one Danette. So out of them, which you already have two. So you have me.
I got you.
One Danette. Now we need four other guys.
All right.
Or girls.
Okay, that's that. Could be true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shorties.
Yeah, some shorties.
If I do
LA. How did we get here?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
DP, I haven't heard my name yet.
Oberman would probably not be a pallbearer.
He wouldn't?
Well, I don't know. DP. You know, it's.
I can see Keith being one. Now we have three.
I don't know. Yeah.
A Dan and myself. We need three more. We're filling out the roster.
Would you have any, like Mark Jackson is your buddy?
Mark Jackson would be one.
Okay.
Not only would he be a pallbearer, but he would give the eulogy.
Would Rick Smits want to be a pallbearer?
No, he wouldn't be one. Okay. Let me see. Who else would be one?
Would Shaq?
Cheryl Dean.
So your sister.
All right. So that's, what am I up to now? Four?
Four.
I'm up to four. See? I'm ahead of you.
What about Jordan? More. What if you asked Michael Jordan to be a pallbearer?
Man, please. He would probably laugh. He would probably laugh and spit on my grave. right.
He would heckle you. Did you ever think about wearing Air Jordans when you played?
I did wear. I was part of the Jordan brand later in my career.
I didn't.
Yes.
I didn't.
I did wear Jordans.
Okay.
I did wear Jordans, and it pained me. No, it didn't.
I was going to say, it
didn't pain
it pained
me.
You.
I was wearing Jordans against Jordan, getting done by Jordan. Does that make sense? I was wearing Jordans against Michael Jordan, getting done by Michael Jordan.
Did he? That has to be the ultimate trash talk. Like, dude, you're wearing my shoes. I own you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, no, but if I'm Jordan, I would have said. Oh. I own you, man. You're wearing my shoes.
He's probably saying cha-ching.
Yeah, cha-ching. Yeah, I'm sure
I'm putting money in his pocket. You're right. Why the hell am I putting money in Michael Jordan's pocket?
Have fun tonight, Reg.
I appreciate you, Theodore Danette. I love y'all.
Reggie
Aloysius. I know which one it would be.
Reggie Aloysius Miller. One. And he'll be on the call tonight with the Celtics and the Sixers. That'll be on TNT, 7:30 Eastern, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the last...
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. 40 years, there have been three players age 35 or older who have taken at least 38 shots in an NBA game, regular or postseason. In the last 40 years, if you guys want to try to guess, these aren't difficult. Michael Jordan took 38 shots in a game, made 21. Kobe took 50 shots. He made 22 when he scored 60 against the Jazz. 50 shots. And then Steph Curry had 38, made 20. 50 shots.
How great of a day would that be for you? If you think of, like, greatest days in your life, where would that rank if you got to put up 50?
I don't know if I could. That's a lot. Fitty.
What?
I mean, I'd love to try, but what did Wilt go? How many shots did he take? He took like 60 shots when he scored 100. Does that sound about right? He was 28 for 32 from the line. And for some reason, I thought, did he shoot 60 times in that game against New York? See if you can find that box score of how many field goal attempts. Yeah, Paul.
Sometimes in the offseason, NBA TV replays the Kobe Bryant final game, 60 points.
Yeah.
And they show the pregame. I think it's like Tirico and Van Gundy.
No, it's Tirico and Hubie Brown, okay. I think.
Yeah, Tirico and Hubie Brown. And they're like, you know, we really just hope it's a nice night for Kobe. And Hubie goes, wouldn't it be great if he like dropped 30 tonight, had a real nice night?
Yes.
And they're like, it was like, because they knew he was struggling to get through the end of the season. And they were like, wouldn't it be nice if he had a nice night?
Yes. They were sort of downplaying it. Like,
totally.
You know, yes, Todd.
I'm looking at 36 of 63 shooting from the field.
Yeah. So Wilt took 13 more shots than Kobe did in the night when he scored 100 points. Let's see. Jim in Orange County. Hi, Jim. Welcome back. What do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan. 6 foot and a hard 190. Hey, just best and worst. Obviously, the game 7 yesterday, all with the road team winning. Worst is all the thousands of people standing around in Kansas City to hear maybe their team say one draft pick, standing around for hours and then yelling and screaming at a fifth-round draft pick out of lineman out of Iowa that they've never heard of.
Well, it was like a fan festival. You know, you just get everybody together. What do they call those? Not fan
like cons, like Comic Cons.
Yeah, sort of like that. But it was just everybody got together, a reason to celebrate again that you won the Super Bowl. I mean, great atmosphere in Kansas City. Chris in Syracuse. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Dan. Hey, thanks for getting me in. And
sure.
I was just listening off the last segment when you were talking about yours and Reggie's pallbearers. I was thinking you two would probably share the same Obit headline. Former Indiana Pacer and Dayton Flyer finally passes.
Oh, okay. Bloop, bloop. All right. Nice. All right. Little shot there from Chris.
Finally passes.
Yeah. Begrudgingly. This day in sports history, Paul.
1920, Babe Ruth hit his first
home
run.
Overrated.
As a Yankee, his 50th career home run. It was his
and
first.
And he hit it against the Red Sox.
That's right. Satchel Paige, 1926, made his major league debut in the Negro Southern League. Mm-hmm. Mickey Mantle, 1951, hit his first home run. 1962 pitcher Bo Bolinski got a no-hitter in his fourth career start. Nolan Ryan in 1991 with the Rangers pitched his seventh no-hitter. Jeez. And in 1992, Ricky Henderson got stolen base 1,000.
On this date in 2004, Barry Bonds intentionally walked 4 times in a 9-inning game. 4 times. Jordan had 55 on the Cavs, the first player to score 50 or more points in consecutive playoff games. He had 55 on the Cavaliers. And Nolan Ryan threw his 7th no-hitter. I was doing SportsCenter that night. He beat Toronto. Was Ricky Henderson the final strikeout of that game for some reason, I think? He got game released 1998. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Chris Sims thought the Raiders were going to select him, but they passed on him 5 times in that draft.
Yes. Yeah, Seton?
According to Randy on Twitter, Dan, you have to let us be the pallbearers just so Fritzy can let you down one last time.
Oh!
Randy's
the
winner. Wow, strong. That
Randy's
strong.
The winner.
I'm going to tap out. I'm not going to try to top that.
Clever. Clever.
Marv, what did you learn today?
We talked hockey.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Be careful what you ask for, Bruins fans. Paulie, what did you learn today?
I'm not going to try to top any of those.
Meguiar's has come to the rescue again. The new hybrid ceramic tire shine renews dull tires by darkening the appearance and adding long-lasting high gloss and keeping it shining even when exposed to water. Give Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine a try. Meguiar's, reflect your passion. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.